Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But I now have another trigger.
Okay.
Wide receiver holdouts. Totally triggered. Watching Juwan Jennings play football this year, he now cannot catch. He now cannot block. These are the things, and I know that's an overstatement.
Yeah,
but not,
he did 3rd and 17. That was a terrific catch down to the 2-yard line.
Absolutely. I'm not saying all the time, but go with me on this. He had not been as good this year.
No, I'm with you.
Okay.
A little Ayukian from last year.
Right.
Before he got hurt.
And Debo in 3 years ago.
Yep.
Like when I see the wide receiver holdout, and this is not fair, but my immediate Pavlovian response is now going to be, you're gone. You're gone. You're here by August 15th or we're trading you. Because why? Why am I giving you more money to come in here and suck? Why? Why? C.J. Stroud's winning football games with Xavier Hutchinson and Braxton Berrios from TikTok. Like, why? Why are we doing this? So the next time a wide receiver holds out, I hope it's not Ricky Pearsall because I really, really dig that kid, but it probably will be. 2 more years, if he gets back and puts up numbers, here comes Ricky. He wants $58 million a year or else he's not showing up. Well, then goodbye.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Goodbye.
You're assuming that Ricky Pearsall will be healthy?
I'm not assuming anything.
Right. And I was having this discussion with my father-in-law, Pop, last night, Sunday night dinner, as we went through his yellow legal pad sheet of Shanahan draft picks, and he just he's flummoxed by Pearsall and his inability to stay on the field and be healthy. And
this injury is frustrating.
Big time.
Because they didn't even when it happened, they're like, hey, probably back in a week or two.
Yeah. Knee instability.
Yeah.
And it's the same injury that McCaffrey had, essentially, the PCL, the posterior cruciate ligament. And so, if it's that bad, then have surgery and go on IR, but it wasn't that bad, and yet he's unable to get on the field.
We want to play what Shanahan said about Pearsall, but I want to respond to this real quick. It just came in the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line from 707. You don't have some empathy about them holding out so they have some security if they get hurt or lower their performance? I completely do. That's why I said it's a trigger. It's not necessarily rational or correct. It's not. I mean, we've had these conversations in the middle. Now, yes, Brandon, at that point, with what we saw, I wanted to see him get traded. I thought that was the right move to do. I did not in the Debo situation, and it doesn't have to be a wide receiver. We can talk about Trent Williams or McCaffrey or Bosa or whatever. McCaffrey didn't really hold out, but you get what I'm saying. No, I completely have tons of empathy for football players because of the salary structure, non-guarantees in a brutally physical sport. But all I can tell you as a fan is I see what I see and I'm now triggered. I'm triggered by the wide receiver for two reasons. One, the Niners have had now 3 in a row hold out and then underperform. And number two, I do think the wide receiver market is completely out of whack to begin with. Totally out of whack. I mean, Exhibit A is the same every time we talk about this. Look how moronic the Cincinnati Bengals are. That is a moronic operation.
Well, it's because they lost their quarterback.
It's not. Because they
it is, because then they had... They had Jake Browning, and now they've got the ghost of Joe Flacco. That's what you're dealing with?
They had Joe Burrow last year, and they missed the playoffs because their defense is so horrific because they spent all of their money on Joe Burrow and his two fantasy football players. They are a moronic operation. They won't even trade Trey Hendrickson to get more draft capital right now, which is totally what they should do. Last Thursday night, they beat the Steelers, and everybody's all hunky-dory and happy. How you doing now? You just lost to the Jets at home after winning by 14 with 6 minutes to go. Like, they're a moronic operation. $77 million into two receivers or whatever the hell they ended up paying. Just ridiculous. So that's why it triggers me. That market is out of whack.
It just depends on what you value and how you go about navigating it. If you look at the receivers in football and the leaders by catches, it's a mixed bag of rookie contracts and high-paid guys. Ja'Marr Chase is number one. He's got one of those big, fancy contracts. Puka Nacua is number two among wide receivers, and he's about to get one of those big old bags when his rookie contract is up. Then you go to Chris Olave. Then you've got Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Another guy who's going to get the big bag when he comes up.
Love him.
Amon-Ra is a top five guy. He's next on the list. Keenan Allen. Devontae Smith.
Wait, Keenan Allen?
He's got 48 catches.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were doing financial stuff.
No. Okay. What I'm saying is the list of the leaders in catches, and I left out McCaffrey and Jake Ferguson. They're not wide receivers. And Trey McBride, same thing. But it's a mixed bag of the big money guys who are earning it, rookie contract guys, some veterans like Keenan Allen, he's 33, so it really becomes, it's almost more important that you have the structure around him than it is to pay these guys, is Seattle going to let JSN go?
No, they
won't. Are the Rams going to let Puka go?
They won't, but they're both on rookie deals now, and look at the production they get. Like, what did Seattle do? They got rid of DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett, and they're like, let's do this for right now, and what are they going to do in 2 years? I don't know yet. Like, I get what you're saying. I would pay JSN. I would pay Puka. I don't think that they're worth that, but you don't have a choice now.
That's right.
Because that's now what they cost.
And then you get to Ladd McConkey, rookie contract.
That's a no pay.
George Pickens in Dallas is having a monster
that's
year.
That's a hell no pay.
Michael Pittman Jr. is a guy who quietly makes about $25 million a year. He's having a great year.
He is?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're team 7-1.
Yeah.
And he is 13th in catches among all receivers.
Like, does he have more catches than his tight end?
He's got 6 touchdowns.
Okay.
And they're 7-1, so I would say that's a great year.
Yeah, I would argue that there are a bunch of receivers on that team.
And he does have more catches than his tight end.
Okay. I mean, yeah. I look at, by the way, he may have more catches than his tight end. He's got fewer yards.
He got 6 touchdowns.
Think about that.
Only 2 players have more receiving touchdowns in football.
Understood. Yeah. But Michael Pittman right now is barely on pace to get 1,000 yards. Which is, so he's having a good year.
Sure.
But I would not give him $30 million.
Well, they're giving him like 25 or something.
I think it's
like
about
that.
22, 23, whatever it is.
It just becomes interesting when you look at the future, like Emeka Ibuka and what he's doing as a rookie.
Well, luckily, you got three to four years before you even need to think about
that.
Right,
but I mean, you get into that spot, Roman Dunze in Chicago and all these other rookies who are looking good and... Not that they're going to reset the market, all these guys, but they're going to be getting 25 or so million. I agree with you that the market is wildly out of whack, but you get into that spot and it's like, what are you going to do, hotshot?
There are certain exceptions. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not bothered by what Amon-Ra makes. And if I were the Rams, Puka to your offense is actually worth that. He does so many things and he is a very special player. JSN is on that track. I'm not saying that it should never happen. I certainly would never do it for two of them, like the Bengals have. Like, no.
Like Philly has.
Right, and did anyone notice that for the first time in a month, Philly looked like themselves yesterday and blew somebody out? So I decided to dive on that game a little bit. I'm like, huh, what happened? Oh, look
AJ
at that.
AJ must have gone off.
Oh, look at that. They handed the ball to Saquon again. And, read me AJ Brown's stat line from yesterday. What was it?
I have to scroll down. Philadelphia defense, kick returns, punt. I don't think he played, Mark.
Oh, that's right. He was out. And the Eagles suddenly played great. Fascinating. Fascinating. If you think A.J. Brown, what's he make? 30?
30-ish. He's up there.
If you think he's worth $30 million to the Eagles, you're nuts. You're nuts. He makes double-digit million dollars more than Saquon Barkley. How is that not out of whack? Who's more important to that team?
Well, it's all not out even of whack. Close. They ran it almost 200 more times than they passed it last year, and they won the Super Bowl. Yeah. So that's why A.J. Brown is so upset. Even though you got the bag, you also want the ball. And yesterday, Devontae Smith just goes about his business, 6 for 84. Dallas Goedert scored a couple of touchdowns. And, you know, Philadelphia, of all the teams that don't need two of these high-priced, fancy-schmancy receivers, they're probably the epitome of the team that doesn't.
Dude, you tabbed this at least a year ago, and you were spot on. The team that does this right, actually, there's two of them. It's the Green Bay Packers and the Buffalo Bills. The Packers are 5-1-1.
Yep.
And the Bills are 5-2. And both of them have really good quarterbacks. One of them has an elite quarterback. The other one has a really good quarterback. And they have a bunch of receivers. Sorry, you can't rely on any of them on your fantasy team.
Khalil Shakir.
Yep, they'll have a good game.
Yeah, he did.
And then they'll go for 2 catches and 6 yards the very next week. So you can Khalil Shakir and Keon Coleman and Dontavian Wicks and Matthew Golden and Christian Watson got activated and poof, there's he. Here he is for a couple of catches. And ooh, Jaden Reed's on IR, but look at us. We're still 5-1-1. Just turn and burn, man. Turn and burn. We're going to find three new ones every year. And when your 4 years are up and you would like a contract, call the Bengals. Maybe they'll give it to you. That's how I would do it, except for in very rare cases. Very rare cases. People want to be super kind of budgetary about that quarterback. That, to me, that's not it. Amon-Ra, fine. Puka, sure. Let's talk. Jaden Reed, pound sand, dude.
He's got 3 catches.
Yes, he does. Brandon Ayuk. You could be a Steeler, dude. Be a Steeler.
Too late now.
Go be a Steeler.
Christian Watson's got 4 catches. Savion Williams has 5. Dontavian Wicks, the aforementioned, has 13 catches in 6 games. Yeah. Matthew Golden's got 21. He's averaging 3 catches a game.
By the way, thank you, text line. The Chiefs probably deserve a nod here, too.
No doubt.
They are the exact same thing.
Turn and burn.
Turn, burn. Let's see what you do with Rashee Rice here in a couple years. I bet you he's on a new team.
No doubt. Cincinnati. I like that.
Seriously. They're like,
call the Bengals.
We need a third one.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Or the Dolphins. The Dolphins will do it too.
They
got to replace Tyreek. He's probably going to retire now at $30 million a year with feet going the wrong way.
I wonder what the buyout is on that one. But
I don't know. I mean, I think it's coming up soon. He already talked about it. He's like, I don't know if I'm playing anymore. Which makes it all the more crazy that he was smiling, clapping, and waving as he got carted off.
Cam Scadabo yesterday. Well, he's like, hey, everybody.
Isn't
this fun?
Right. You know he's crazy.
They're all crazy. Right, you said it earlier.
But some of them more than others.
Even Fred Warner, who was in obvious agony, by the time he got on the cart and he got air casted, they're waving and, you know, they're thanking the fans and the rest of it.
It's one thing to wave to the fans and also give your team like a, hey, man, like go do your thing. It's another one if you appear to be having fun. If you look like you're having fun, I really am like, let's do less drugs. Like, Jesus, are you okay? Tyreek Hill, it was like unsettling. I'm like, what is happening? Are you like, you look like.
I don't think they get him the morphine that quick.
Oh my God. I was just like, are you having fun?
Well, because normally, like in an injury like that, you don't even ever make it to the blue tent. You get the cart and they stabilize you and off you go to the locker room. Yeah. So like when I had my shoulder go out the last time and it didn't go back in, they give you the morphine. And after about 3 little pops of the morphine, yeah, doc, what are you doing later? Yeah. But these guys don't get that. Yeah. And still, they're on the cart, and they're like, oh, this is awesome.
How high are you right now?
Dude, I'm high, bro.
So high.
Okay, I promised you this. Speaking of receivers.
So high!
Apparently, I've just made the case that the Niners, they better cut this guy with scissors in 2 years, even though I love him. But it's early in his career. And here's what Shanahan said today about Ricky Pearsall.
I hope so. You know, I bet he's, I mean, I'm sure he's doing better this week than last week, but still haven't been told that he'll for sure be back. We'll have to evaluate that when we get to Wednesday.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay. I'd like to propose that we don't do Monday's press conference anymore. Just replay last week's. It's the same thing. Wednesday, we'll evaluate him.
Injuries and stuff. Yeter Gross Matos, thumb. Collins, ankle. Winters, knee. Any questions, guys?
Yeah.
About nine more guys and stuff.
He's said everybody's name and he's said every body part so far. So if you just get a little digital editor out there, they could redo his conference call and he could stay home. Just, Winters, knee. Like, it might sound a little
Williams,
funny, but
glute.
Right. You've got all the body parts and we have all the names.
Kittle, hamstring.
Yeah, who hasn't been hurt?
McCaffrey, calf. Calves are tricky.
Has anyone
Purdy,
not,
toe.
Anyone not shown up on the report
has
at all?
Any body part not been injured? I don't know if we've had a torn pec yet this year.
Mm. You know who just had a pec injury is Patrick Surtain from the Broncos. And he is IR possible week to week.
Possibly.
Possibly. Yeah.
Got to be delicate with those calves.
Yeah.
You do.
I'm not a doctor, so.
I mean,
pec injuries, those are brutal.
Seriously.
Feels like a heart attack.
It's questionable. Questionable concern.
Remember those keyboards that used to be like Christmas presents where you just push all the buttons and they had all the different sounds?
Yes, like the Casio or.
Dude, they had to give Kyle one of them keyboards and just have a button where he says, like there's definitely one where he goes, and then questionable would be another button.
Possibly.
Questionable.
And then he should definitely have another button that where he goes, we'll evaluate on Wednesday.
Yeah, he did a limited amount of stuff in practice yesterday.
Right, and then definitely a button that says, I'm not a doctor.
Possibly.
I'm not a doctor.
No, so. He needs that button. Because,
and you got to have a possibly in there.
Well, sure. You could put that in front of every single answer.
And a questionable concern.
Yeah. I mean, Kyle, just stop by the studio. I have it all right here for you.
It's all there. Just boop, boop, boop.
Kyle, do you think Ricky Pearsall is going to be back Sunday?
I'm not a doctor, so.
Possibly.
Possibly.
I mean, what if you were to do the injury report today, what would he be? I mean, do you have any idea?
I have some idea.
Oh, okay.
You're talking
questionable.
I guess my button doesn't work. But yeah.
Questionable. Yeah. Questionable concern.
Questionable.
Yeah.
Questionable concern.
Just make that noise before every answer.
2,036 missed games since Shanahan's taken over.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know if that's possible.
I love when he goes, nobody's told me that he's out. Nobody's told me that he's in. Well, right, Kyle. It's Monday. Like, nobody's seen anybody yet. So, We could just do that every single week.
Ricky Pearsall has played in 15 of his available 25 games in his career. And I know a lot of that was gunshot related last year to start, but he's 15 for 25 on playing football. 15 in, 10 out.
Not great.
No.
Not great. Here's Shanahan on Purdy. I like this one, too.
I think it's too early to say. I don't think it's a long shot, but I know he's doing better, and we'll see how he's doing Wednesday. Hopefully, if he's doing good, he'll get in some reps.
It's kind of a concocted double negative. I don't think it's a long shot. What are you saying? What are you saying? I mean, the only reason that even makes sense is because last week he said it was a long shot.
Yeah.
Now it's not.
He doesn't think it's a long shot.
What are you asking exactly?
I'm asking, is it a short shot?
I'm still confused by your question.
Is it a medium shot? It's not a long shot.
He's got a shot.
All right.
I thought you weren't supposed to shoot mid-range jumpers anymore.
I thought we were supposed to shoot your shot. It's all you got.
It is all you got.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not a long shot.
No, and the fact that
a shorter shot.
He made the trip to Houston tells me that not a long shot. Because if it was a long shot, he wouldn't have gone to Houston. He would have stayed home and gotten treatment and stuff. So I think that I'll go ahead and make the prediction now.
The Brock's going to play?
He can play on Sunday.
Okay.
Kukush.
I agree with you. Yeah. Lock it in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.